This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. By the end of the day Saturday, China had reported a rise of coronavirus infections from Friday. However, the National Health Commission said an additional 35 people died in mainland China. That is, in fact, down from 47 on Friday. The United States, meanwhile, recorded its first death from the virus, a chronically ill man in his 50s from Washington State. As VOA Steve Herman reports from the White House, President Trump says his administration is prepared for whatever comes.
The president, at an unusual Saturday afternoon news conference at the White House, predicted that healthy people who become infected with the coronavirus will be fine, and the U.S. government is fully prepared for any contingency.
We would respectfully ask the media and politicians and everybody else involved not do anything to incite a panic, because there's no reason to panic. At all.
Trump's administration is imposing further travel restrictions related to Iran due to a significant coronavirus outbreak there, in issuing do not travel warnings for regions of Italy and South Korea, hardest hit by the disease known as COVID-19. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
In the South Carolina Democratic primary, former Vice President Joe Biden is the projected winner, with the Super Tuesday primaries just days away. Biden finished ahead of Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. He is the current frontrunner in the race. Biden called on voters to unite behind his campaign to beat President Trump.
Winning means uniting America, not sowing more division and anger. It means not only fighting, but healing the country. We have to beat Donald Trump and the Republican Party, but here's the deal. We can't become like them. We can't become like them.
Meanwhile, billionaire Tom Steyer, who finished behind Biden Sanders, has announced he's dropping out.